Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Hello and welcome to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan. I'm your host, and today I'm very excited to bring you a topic that's very close to my heart. Because let me tell you, I used to always ask my clients what kind of experience they would love to have with me. I would be talking about their dream photo shoot experience. If you're watching this on video, you can see behind me, I've got a picture that says, "How do you dream of being captured?" And I genuinely and realistically did mean that. I really do mean that I want to create the dream experience for my clients. However, I think something that us photographers forget to ask ourselves sometimes is, what kind of experience do we want to create? What do we love to do? And what will bring us joy to get out of bed, to pack our gear in the car, to set up your studio? What kind of experience is going to light you on fire? And so I wanted to dig deep into this today, and I'm going to ask you to go with me on this because I'm looking at my show notes for this episode and going through it, I was like, oh, wow, I think that, you know, I'm being very selfish. The letter I begins a lot in this episode, but I wanted to share with you how I have decided to run my business and the reason why. And I hope by the end of this, it will help you to have the confidence to run a little bit harder at what your dream photo shoot experience is. So let's get started. Well, like I said, being a little bit selfish, I'm going to be honest with you and say that I really enjoy big houses. I love photographing in big spaces that have lots of light flooding through. I love it when they've got really, really tall ceilings. So if I want to get my lights up, it's nice and easy for me. But it also does mean, of course, that there's a lot of natural light streaming into the property. I love lovely vignettes. I love it when a house is styled so I can then pose my clients in beautiful corners and spaces. I love the fact that these sorts of larger houses, and particularly the open plan sort of style houses, allow me to be able to navigate and do almost a 360 in any given room and be able to create lots of variety for my clients. I love the simplicity. I love places that aren't busy. I find it a little bit stressful sometimes when I go into people's houses and they've got lots of clutter and lots of photos on the wall. You guys know it. You've been there. Back in the wedding days, I used to always be taking, you know, photographs off the walls and things like that, or moving furniture out of the way. Later in my career, I got to know to say to the brides, you know, clear a space for me, make a room where it's relatively uncluttered, take the pictures off the wall, get the dust off the floor, all of those sorts of things. But in the early days, I definitely didn't have the confidence to say that. And of course, too, your clients don't necessarily understand exactly which, you know, the way that your mind works and how you're going to perceive it. So I love getting to avoid all of these, you know, things and being able to walk into a space that's uncluttered. I love white noise in my photos. I love negative space. I love being able to place a subject and frame them within, you know, a few sparse things in corners of the photos or nicely framed in the photo. But I love white space. I love white space in my life. I love white space in my calendar, and I love white space in my photos. So I do choose locations according to all of these lights. I do love to shoot natural light. I love shooting light and bright. My style is very much light. I like to blow out the highlights. I like the colors to be souped up. And so I like to choose my locations accordingly. I also don't love, and this is a big pet peeve of mine, I don't love standing around and wasting time. If I've got a shoot team with me, if I've got Jordan, my videographer, if I've got my makeup artist, if there's me obviously on a set or on a shoot day, I don't like it when we're all standing around and waiting. A lot of the time, if you've got clients that need to have lots of changes, you can find yourself literally twiddling your thumbs. And I don't like that. I like to be shooting when I'm on a shoot. And so I decided to create experiences where I overlap clients. I have multi-shoot days. I make sure that when I'm in a space that I'm using it to the best of my ability. If a client's getting changed, I'm obviously like them to have brought some other things that I can be photographing, or else I fill the space with other people at the same time. I'm a master at this. I can run my shoot concurrently. And so I choose to create my experiences accordingly. Now, I do like to have control over the styling of my photo shoots. I like there to be consistency, not only in the way that the clients look, but also the way that they feel after they've had things like their hair and makeup done. So I do make sure that I have my chosen makeup artists are involved in my photo shoots. I have vetted these girls. I know what the experience is like. Obviously, I love the quality that they produce, knowing that they can do not only young skin, not only model lookalikes, but they can do my beautiful 40 plus clients who perhaps haven't even had their makeup done before. I know that they can ease them into it. They can listen to the client's needs, and they can obviously make a face that I will love to photograph and that I won't need to do much editing on afterwards. And so, yes, I'm very controlling. I make sure that my clients only get done by my makeup artist that I've chosen. And of course, with the hair, I like to obviously weigh in as well. So the girls have absolutely no problem if I send a client back. They understand that it's just me wanting to get a certain shape in my photos again, so I'm not needing to do photoshopping and things like that afterwards. I like to have control over the timing of the day. This is something that I obviously work through with my clients when we're doing the consultation. I don't want to be out photographing in the middle of the day if I can avoid it. And so I will construct my shoot experiences to work around the timing that I know is going to give them the best opportunity to get the best photographs out of me, because I'm using the optimal lighting of the day as it comes. Now, I also like to control the timing of the day in terms of how I turn my clients over. So I am quite rigid, you might say, but flexible. But I like my makeup artist, coming back to them, to turn the clients over to make sure that they're made up within 45 minutes. That's, you know, imperative for me, so that my clients are not, you know, frazzled or exhausted by the time that they come to their photo shoot. And so that is something that I'm quite, you know, particular about. Occasionally, from time to time, of course, the clients might, you know, dilly-dally, or they might talk through it, which means that the makeup artist has difficulty getting her lashes on or getting her lips done or something like that. Occasionally, from time to time, their makeup might just be a little bit more difficult for my makeup artist, or their hair might be unmanageable. Even though we educate our clients about, you know, washing their hair the night before, some of them will still come in with wet hair and there's nothing you can do on the shoot day. The girls just have to deal with it. But for me, the timing that the client arrives, the timing of the start of the shoot, it's all imperative so that every single component of the shoot runs accordingly. Now, this might sound like, you know, I'm a little bit of a control freak. Look, I'm going to tell you, yes, I am, but it's all done beforehand. Okay. None of this happens on the shoot day. I don't freak out about timing on the shoot day. It's all done in the planning and in the preparation of the shoot. And all of my team are highly aware of this, and they are very aware of what I like to see in my shoot days. And so I make sure that the clients are well educated through automated emails beforehand. Every single messaging that they get makes them aware of this so that they can have the best shoot experience. The more that you can educate your clients about this process beforehand, the more supported that they're going to feel, and the better the shoot day for them. And of course, the better the dream shoot day experience is for you. Now, I love working with a variety of people. I love the banter that comes from women bantering together. I love the support and the camaraderie and the empowerment that comes when women get together. And so I create group photo shoot experiences for people so that I can have multiple people coming through on a day, but also so that I can have that kind of networking, that conversation, that kind of, you know, camaraderie that happens. I love that. And so that's what I've created for a lot of my shoot experiences. I love shooting both inside and outside. I am a wedding photographer from way back. I've had a studio for portraits. So I have the capability and the skill set to be able to manage both. And so for most of my photo shoots, I am trying to encourage my clients to go inside and outside. Not only does this keep me creatively challenged and inspired, but it also helps me to be able to create more variety in my photo shoots. Now, the next one might surprise a few people, but I love working with real women more than I love working with models. I don't know, there's just something about the whole experience of helping somebody who hasn't seen themselves as beautiful, who doesn't normally kind of, you know, have that experience. There's something about that in me and that transformation that can happen that I love more than working with models. Now, don't get me wrong. I love working with girls who, you know, get to know how to pose and they just walk in and it's easy, but it doesn't feel like I have as much input. It doesn't feel to me that I have as much creative challenge. It doesn't feel to me that I have as much impact during my photo shoots when I am working with people who are seasoned at, you know, getting photographed. So for me, I choose to work with people who are real, who have real insecurities, who have real body issues, who have different shapes and sizes, who have, you know, multiple chins like I do. So I love that. I love working with the real women. And the dream for me in that experience is being able to really transform the way that she sees herself and see that reaction when she gets to see her photos and see how she get the impact that she can have in her business when she gets to use them afterwards. That to me is way more important than, you know, creating like shelves and shelves and shelves of beautiful photos with models. But that's just my own opinion. So this whole episode is about me. I told you I'm going to be selfish. And so, yeah, I love working with the real women. I am also very obsessed with business. I could talk business to the cows come home. I love talking strategy. I love talking about processes and automations. Yes, I am a geek. I love talking about marketing. I love really talking about marketing strategies with people who might be a little bit stuck and helping them to push through it. And so I've created a business model where I get to talk about business all the time with people. I get to help them to uncover stuff in their business. I get to help them, you know, discover their marketing stories. I get to help them to, you know, create marketing strategy that, you know, with using visuals and things like that. I love it. And so that's why I've created the experiences that I have and why I also choose to work in this personal brand space. I am really big into spiritual development. In case you hadn't got it already, I'm a little bit of a woo-woo. I love spiritual development. I love personal development. I love reading all of the books. I love deep diving on the meditations. I love the latest thing that's going out there. I love to investigate and try and put into practice in my life if it works for me. And so that's why I find myself wanting to work with people who are similarly minded. And so I have created sort of experiences. I have created a business model that attracts those sorts of people. Now, I also love to be able to spend my time with my clients talking about other stuff in their life. There's something about me that I'm not really good with the small talk. I tend to go big into the deep conversations. And so I have created experiences that allow me to be able to dig deeper with my clients. I have full day shoots that I spend with my clients. I have retreats where I take people away for 3 nights and we work on their content creation. But we tend to get into those big chunky conversations about future, about life, about spirituality, about money blocks. I love this kind of conversation. I love that depth of relationship that I can get with clients. And so I have created experiences that allow those conversations to flourish. Now, I also do love to work with the same clients time and time again. I find that when I get onto the second and the third and the fourth photo shoots with clients, it just becomes like, you know, we're like friends already. There's none of that warming up, you know, stuff at the start of the photo shoot, and we can just get straight into work and they trust me. There's a level of kind of experimental stuff that can happen and spontaneity that can happen when you've already, you know, photographed somebody before. And so I have created recurring programs where I can invite the clients that I want to work with again to come in on a regular recurring basis. And I love this as an opportunity to be able to become part of people's marketing departments to help them to grow. But also for me, it makes my photo shoot experiences with them much more impactful for me, much more creatively fun, and much more, as I said, spontaneous. There's sort of like that trust factor that allows both of us to go straight into that spontaneity earlier in the photo shoot, which just like floats my boat, makes me happy. And best of all, I get recurring income that keeps coming into my bank account every month from these clients, which also makes me a happier business owner, more content because I know where my cash flow is at. Now, do you know what's great about everything that I have just discussed? Everything is on my own terms. And you know what's even better is because I'm so defined about the kind of experiences that I want to create, I'm really, really clear about who I'm doing them for, who I want to serve them to, and the people who want it, they love it. They come flocking for it. And best of all, because I'm so defined about the kind of experiences that I want to create and that I want to be photographing, I take care of most of the organization, which takes a massive chunk, a massive weight load off my clients when it comes to them having to come and have a photo shoot with me. I was only speaking with Kate, one of my beautiful clients recently, and she was like, the best thing about working with you, Paula, is that I didn't have to do anything. Everything was already taken care of for me. And that, in this busy age, I think is going to become more and more value. In serving my own needs, I recognize now that I'm giving a higher level of service to my clients than so many of my competitors. I'm guiding them on what to do. I'm guiding them on how to prepare. I'm taking care of all of the needs on the photo shoot day. All they need to do is bring their clothes, their props, and their full heart, and we will take care of the rest for them. And I know that that is a high level of service, and it attracts a high level of client who is willing to pay at higher price points. Now, in my community, I have clients who have beautiful studios who do themed photo shoot days where they, you know, dress a couple of different sets and people can walk through them, and they only run it for a short period of time. And then they redesign a new set, they get people on board and they come and do it all over again. I have photographers who travel. They will go to certain cities, and obviously the city will allow them to be able to create the photo shoot experience that they want. The theme of the photo shoot is then defined by that city, and then they can attract people who would love and adore to be photographed there. I also have photographers that I work with who think the idea of organizing and having to put in this much work as I do before the photo shoot and having to sort all of this stuff out is a nightmare for them. And that's totally okay too. The best thing is that you get to choose. You can choose the kind of clients that you want to work with. You can choose the locations. You can choose the cities, the countries. You can choose to have simple. It's all up to you. Please don't think you have to conform to what anybody else is doing. You get to choose your own path here. Then once you've defined the kind of experiences that you want to create, the kind of experiences that will light you on fire, all you need to do is figure out the marketing to go and find those clients. I like to think of marketing as kind of like, you know, shopping, you know, you're going shopping for those kind of clients. And so it becomes a lot more clear about who you need to target once you're clear about what you want to provide. Let me tell you, there is plenty of room in the market, and your people, the ones that are meant for you, will find you if you are clear about how you want to serve them. So that's all for today. But next week, I will be jumping into ways that you can improve your revenue. And so if you are keen to up the ante in your business, make sure to not miss that next episode. And if you want to connect with me at all, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at Paula Brennan, because I love to have conversations with real people, not just a microphone and a camera. All right. I thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next week. Bye for now. I'll still do goodbye. Okay.